WCNO, Palm City.
Then you don't get the gift. And then to those who have been born again, I will say this. I was just out in Idaho visiting the granddaughter, right? A little 15-month-old granddaughter. And I went to this church. You know what the pastor said, Kathleen? He said, "You're not a disciple of Jesus if you go to church. You're not a disciple of Jesus if you read the Bible." Now listen, you're not a disciple of Jesus by going to church. You're not a disciple of Jesus by reading about him. You're not a disciple by being under teaching. He said, "Get up and follow me." So we can learn in church. We can learn from the Bible. But a disciple is someone who's disciplined in the love of Jesus. And that means you're going to go out and feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the poor. I mean, sponsor the local Christian magazine like Kathleen does, sponsor the radio show, which some people are. And like I said, folks, you might say it's ludicrous. I can prove to you. If you come to me, I'll show you. I'm not making any money. I'm on the biggest station I've ever been on. But and hopefully maybe some people are going to step forward sooner or later, because every labor is worthy of their due. But the point is that I'm storing up treasure where moth and rust doth not corrupt. Jesus said, Kathleen, "Why do you work for that which you cannot keep?"
That's right.
And you know, so it's and that's why you're doing this. You write all these books, and you're very dedicated to spreading the gospel. Matter of fact, how many books do you have to your credit?
I have three right now.
Three. Now,
Church God's Way.
That's the newest one, Church God's Way.
The lies of the devil that have infiltrated the churches and the fact that churches should be run by God, the Holy Spirit. He should be able to heal people in the church. But a lot of churches have kicked out God, the Holy Ghost, and they're afraid of the supernatural. And as a result, there's no miracles, there's no healings, there's no deliverances, there's nothing. Then I've written Heavenly Visitors Invade Earth. And
move that a little over your face. Put that over there. Yeah, okay.
It depicts the battle between Michael the Archangel and Satan that took place in Revelation chapter 12 in heaven when Satan was thrown down to the earth.
Is that a nonfiction or is that a fiction book?
No, it is actually the real sci-fi book, because it's based on a real battle between light and darkness, good and evil. I tell people, you want to read sci-fi? Read about the real one. This one isn't a made-up one. This is the real deal, baby.
Yeah.
And then I have The Real God You Need to Know. His name is Jesus. And it has a picture of, you know, someone representing Jesus, of course, with the empty tomb in the back, the nail marks in his hands. And it's all about the deity of Christ and all about who Jesus is, why he came, and that people need to really know him and not have just religion. I hate religion. Religion kills people. People think, oh, I go to church. I do this. I do that. I'm an elder. I'm a deacon. I'm a pastor. I'm a what. But if they don't have Jesus in their heart, they're not saved. Most of our politicians, if you look at the House and Senate, they all claim to be Catholic, Baptist, Episcopal, Presbyterian, Methodist, Lutheran, wah, wah, wah. But a lot of them are standing with Satan on issues that they should not support. They're totally contrary to the Bible. For example, it's Jesus that forms babies in the womb of their mother.
Yeah.
God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, "Before I, God, formed you in the belly, I knew you. I ordained you a prophet unto the nations." So God has a plan and purpose for every baby that is forming in the womb of their mother. So to take babies Jesus is forming and cut them into pieces, that's totally satanic. People need to realize to do that to a human being is totally satanic. It's to Baal and false gods that you're murdering these innocent human beings. And then another issue is the transgendering of children. God made them either a male or female. The Bible says it's God that creates people to be either male or female. So, you know, the Bible lists two genders. You're either born a male or you're born a female. If you're born and you're missing some parts, you had a birth defect, but it's not another gender or another anything. So, you know, the truth is the truth. The biblical truth does not change. God does not make mistakes. God knows what he is doing. His divine plan for each person is there. And it's up to each person to choose Jesus and choose to follow him into God the Father's will and purpose for their life. And so truly, religion takes a lot of people to hell because they trust in their practiced religion, their tradition, their things that they do, their rituals, their routines. And unless they repent and really have Jesus in their heart, they're not saved.
Jesus said that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you can think you're doing the right thing. It's just like, and then when you get, it's not a salvation of works.
No.
But Jesus on that day said he will say to many, come up to them, and they will come up to him and say, mm-hmm. Hey, we did signs and wonders, and we had tent revivals, and we did this and that. And he's going to say, I never knew you as a husband knows a wife, and depart from me for all eternity. I never want to see you again. But to others, he'll say, you fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, gave me shelter in the storm, visited me in prison. And they will say, we don't remember you, Jesus. When did we do this to you? And he will say, as you did it unto the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. So come in, for your reward is great. Now, you don't get to go because of the works, but the works will follow. The disciplines will follow. If you truly love the Lord, you know, it's just like all these people arguing on Facebook, all this political stuff, you know, and I got to admonish the Christians, too. They're getting nasty. No. You don't have to get nasty. I see these senators that I like, and they're yelling at these other people on the left. I'm a right winger. I'm a Trumpster. But you know what? No. You've got to treat people with love.
And respect.
You've got to treat people with love.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Penny? Oh, come on in, Penny. My friend Penny is here, and you need to meet Catherine. Well, let's see. Maybe you could sit there. We'll see if that works. You won't be on camera right now, but Penny, when you come down here or in the future, I want you to meet Penny. Penny is a you'd really like her. I guess your mic is on. If you sit right here,
okay.
I think yeah. But Penny is she wrote a new book. Kathleen has her third book out. And she's fantastic. She's from upstate New York. She supports the magazine and the radio show by having an ad for her book in every issue. And say hi, Kathleen. Say hi to Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
And she's what's your new book? Your book is
Pursuing Prayer for America.
Pursuing Prayer. Now, you're going to like this, Kathleen, because Kathleen's a mom. Now, this lady, I get to, you're going to get a kick out of this. Her son, for 13 years, is drunk, addicted to heroin. What else? He was in prison. Well, if you put on that headset, you'll be able to hear her better. The headset right here. Right there.
Oh.
Yeah. And right? So tell us about all the bad stuff your son did.
Well, he was addicted to every drug there was for 13 years. And just a miracle. Answer to lots and lots of praying. He became a pastor. And now he's married to a wonderful Christian woman and has two beautiful kids. And
in Australia, but here's the deal. For 13 years, she prays for this guy who's a drunk, who's in jail, all these bad things. But she doesn't give up. She has another book out on prayer, The Power of Prayer. And so 13 years into all this mess, he wakes up on a beach and comes to his senses like the prodigal son. He ends up in a place where you drive people out. What's the name of that place?
Dunklin Camp.
Memorials for Men. And that place is changing the lives of men. It has been for a long time. And then he ends up going to Bible school in Australia. He meets one of the secretaries there. They fall madly in love. He ends up not only go to Bible school, then he becomes goes to theology and everything. He's a pastor now in Australia, married to that lady and two kids.
Yep.
Excuse me. And so it's an amazing story, Kathleen.
It sounds like it, you know. When God gets a hold of someone, their whole life changes. Mm-hmm. If they're willing to ask God, what do you have for me? Mm-hmm. What is your will for this life? And that's when I asked him, and he started giving me dreams and visions of preaching to multitudes of people. And then he opened the door for Africa, Venezuela, Colombia, and other places.
You've actually preached to thousands, right?
I never thought that I'd be preaching his word when I was studying it 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Mm. You know, I was on the night shift in the security force at Indian Point, and we could read. So I'd feed on the Word of God 6, 7, 8 hours a day for 9 years. So wow. I know my Bible. And then I never dreamed that God would send me to preach it into different countries and grow the body of Christ in Kenya and Uganda and Colombia and Venezuela. I never thought that would happen.
But God, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, he knew ahead of time. Here he puts this desire, this hunger for you to read the Word of God 8 hours a day. You had no idea you were going to be used to tell other people about the Lord in Africa. I mean, you've preached in front of big crowds, right?
Yes, I preached at the Joyland camp meeting. It was a week-long camp meeting, and I was their guest preacher from America with Gospel Foundation Ministries. So I preached to 3,000 pastors and their wives and their elders of their churches from all over Kenya. I've also done pastors' conferences for Kenya City Mission churches. I've also been on Jesus is Lord radio out in Nakuru, Kenya, and Siare Voice of Mercy radio and TV out of Eldoret, Kenya, and local cable vision for 7 years. So, yeah.
And now you're with me.
The Lord uses me in different ways.
And now you're with me on WCNO, and this is 100,000 watts. You don't get a more powerful station that up and down the coast of Florida. And actually, on some days, according to a competitor, he came up to me at a gathering. He said, do you know that your station bounces across the water over to Cuba sometimes?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. In very nature, God made nothing of yourself. Your love is amazing. Stepping into time, you took the form of man. Your love is amazing. Your